Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, have a couple announcements. Today's devotional is out. It's called Content in a Desolated Place. The key verse is Mark 8 and 4, and his disciples answered him, "How can you feed these people with bread here in this desolated place?" It's only 7 minutes long. Also, 5 minutes with God is out. It's 5 minutes long as well. If you're looking for the Bible challenge of the month and the prayer of the month, please message me. If you click the link in my bio, it will take you to multiple links that I host the podcast on and I post the devotional on. Any of those platforms that have a messaging service, you can message me. You can message me about anything. Also, if you click the first link at the top, which is surrenderministries.info, it will take you to a website that hosts that is the main website. It hosts all the devotionals on. Also, on this website, if you go halfway down, you'll see a chat box. You can put your name and email address and you can chat with me about anything. It could be anything about the devotional. It could be about something you're dealing with, something you read, something you have questions about. even if you're messaging me about the prayer and the Bible challenge, you can have those as well. Just message me and I will talk to you. Also, at the bottom of the link tree, you'll see Twitter, Facebook, email. So you can email me as well if you're kind of old school, because I kind of like email better myself. But the email is available for anyone to do that. If you want to be sent out, if you want the devotional sent out to you on your phone, I've been telling people, I've been saying this for quite a while, but I have new followers and subscribers. I'm no longer doing the texting of the devotional, because I have 500 people that I'm sending text messages to, so that is closed. I would like for everyone to sign up for the email or go on the website, but if you insist on having the text messaging, just let me know and I send it through text messaging if I can. Also, when you go on to the website, you can sign up for the devotional be sent to you. The service sent out about 8 o'clock. If you want me to send it out, I send it out about 12 every day. I have the system set up like that. But let's get started with some prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for waking us up this morning, letting us see another day. Thank you for the air that we breathe, Father God. We thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to direct our path. Father God, help us to stay in the light. Father God, your word says that whoever follows you will walk in the light. And Father God, we want to walk in the light. We want to walk with you, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to help us let loose of the things that we're attached to, the comforts of this world, the fleshly things. Father God, a lot of us are attached to the drinking, to the excessive drinking and the smoking and the illicit sex and other things, Father God, and porn. And we ask you right now, Father God, help us not to be attached to those things. Help us to remove these things out of our lives, Father God. Help us to be attached just to you. Help us to be connected with you. Help us be connected with the true vine. Father God, help us to run to you like a refuge, Father God. Help us to stay reading our word every day, Father God. Help us to meditate when we can, Father God. Help us to fast, Father God. Father God, help us deny our flesh and be disciples of you, Father God. Father God, you say in your word that that's how we are, how we become true disciples, is when we deny ourselves and when we pick up our cross. And Father God, help us pick up our cross. Our cross is so heavy, Father God. Every day and we deal with people and we have these moments that defile us, Father God. And help us not to have these moments that defile us, Father God. Help us to look past people and see that they're carrying a spirit. And that spirit is after us not showing the glory of you in our lives. Father God, help us to be that beacon on our job. Help us to be that voice of reasoning. Help us to be what you have called us to be. Father God, if you have called us to walk into ministry, help us to do it. Father God, if you just called us out of our sin, help us to do that as well. Father God, whatever you call us to do, help us to do it. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for everything you have gave us, Father God. We thank you. Father God, we thank you so much for being who you are, for saving our soul, for saving us from eternal fire, Father God. We thank you for that. Father God, we ask you to watch over Stuart. He had brain surgery. Father God, touch his brain, heal it. Father God, help him to come out just fine. Help him to come out the way he came in, Father God, just fine. Father God, watch over Mary. She experiencing circulation issues in her left foot. Father God, in the name of Jesus, anyone else is having left foot, poor circulation. Father God, we ask you to touch them. We ask you to heal them, Father God. We ask you to heal Mary right now, Father God. Help her to be able to feel her foot again. Help her be able to move it, Father God. Help her to be able to walk, Father God. Help her to do the things that she's used to doing in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Linda. She said, my son has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Father God, watch over her. Keep her safe and sound, Father God. Put a shield over her son, Father God. Help her son to be able to get through this, Father God. Help him to come out just fine, Father God. Whatever you have planned for him, Father God, help him to walk in it. Father God, anyone else is dealing with Parkinson's disease, Father God, I ask you right now to heal them. Heal them, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Father God, right now we want to stop right quick and we want to rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease. We want to rebuke the spirit of perversion. We want to rebuke the spirit of disappointment, memory recall, Father God, lustfulness, gluttony, gossiping, lust, Father God. Father God, we want to rebuke those things, Father God. Father God, we want to rebuke the spirit of addiction, depression, anxiety, Father God. We want to rebuke them and send them back to the pits of hell, Father God. Suicidal thoughts in Jesus' name. We counsel and rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Maria. She says she has an immune disease. Father God, I ask you right now to touch her body. Father God, let her body start accepting whatever it is, whatever treatment they have for her, Father God. Father God, touch her body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Father God, send your healing angels to her, Father God. Father God, anyone else that's dealing with immune disease, Father God, touch them right now. Father God, remove the disease off them in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Robert. His wife said he's on a ventilator. Father God, I ask you to touch him right now. I ask you to help him to get off the ventilator. I ask you to help him to be just fine, Father God. I ask you to breathe for him, Father God. I ask you to breathe life into him. Father God, anyone else that's dealing with ventilator or being on ventilator, asthma, COVID, flu, anything of that sort, Father God, we ask you right now to, Father God, to remove that off of them. Father God, we ask you to watch over Jeremy. He has pneumonia. Father God, touch him right now. Father God, help him to get through this pneumonia stage, Father God. Help it to be removed off him, Father God. Whatever medicine they give him, help him to take it. Help him to be able to do what the doctor asks him to do, Father God. Father God, watch over Christina. She said, my son was violently attacked. Father God, I ask you to watch over her son. Help her son to get through this, Father God. I know that being attacked isn't the best thing and it isn't the right thing. But Father God, let this be his testimony. Let him be able to stand in front of people and say, I went through this, but God took me through this. I was hit like this, but God let me stand. Father God, I ask you to let this be his testimony, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help him through it, Father God. Father God, anyone else that's going through it, Father God, trials and tribulation, Father God, help them to go through it and let it be their testimony, Father God. Father God, watch over Angela. She was diagnosed with aneurysm, or she had an aneurysm, however it was diagnosed, Father God, help her to get through that. Father God, help wherever the blood needs to go to, help it to go to it. Father God, help her to get through this, Father God. Help her to find the right doctor to help her through it, Father God. Anyone else dealing with aneurysms, anything in the brain, Father God, I ask you to touch their brain. Father God, I ask you to speak peace to it. Father God, I ask you to speak healing to it in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you to watch over Linda. She's had back pain. Father God, touch her. Father God, heal her back. Father God, help her be able to bend over and move the way she used to move in. Father God, we ask you for this, Father God. We ask you to cover her in your blood, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help her through this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you right now to watch over the people that are reading this devotion, that have read the devotion today, listening to the devotion today, listening to this podcast, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Father God, touch them physically and spiritually and mentally, Father God. Help them through their day, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for every person that is a subscriber, every person that's a follower, every person that's a listener, every person that sends out a devotion to another person, every person that listens in every day, Father God. I ask you to touch them, Father God. Father God, I thank you so much, Father God, for this podcast. I ask you to continue to use me to touch others, Father God. Father God, if I'm not right, show me, Father God. Father God, teach me, use me, Father God. Father God, anyone else that's a teacher and a pastor or anyone that's an evangelist, anyone that's spreading the word, give them the right words to teach and preach in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our prayer of the month is, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me and to bless me graciously. Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace. Please, Lord, I pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud, a latter rain. Please, Lord, do not hide your faith, the truth behind truth for me. Open my eyes to see your word and to hear you, your voice daily. I pray to receive abundance of revelation. Lord, I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven. I bind any demonic spirits that try to block the open doors and blessings ahead, heading my way. Lord, let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive deliverance and enlargement of my life. Let the righteous peace and joy of your kingdom be established in my life. I rebuke and bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night in the name of Jesus. Release your power, for angels of our life on my behalf to fight my battles in heaven. Lord, I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Remember, this prayer is found at the bottom of this podcast. Remember to read Proverbs 14. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. We're going to pray for people with the immune disease. We're going to pray for people that are stagnant in their prayer life. And we're going to pray for peace of the mind. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.